Ottawa, the National Chief of the Assembly of First Nations says First Nations should be at the center of any discussions on how the country should respond to threats of tariffs by incoming President Donald Trump on territorial sovereignty. She's one of three national Indigenous leaders who made a similar pitch during a meeting with Prime Minister Justin Trudeau on Wednesday morning, along with Inuit Tapariat Kanatami President Nathan Obed and Métis National Council President Victoria Pruden. Trump has threatened 25% tariffs on all Canadian goods on the first day he's in office next week and has quipped Canada should become the 51st state. Woodhouse Nepenak called Trump's rhetoric outlandish and disrespectful, considering territorial rights of Indigenous peoples on both sides of the border are recognized by international law and predate the founding of both countries. First Nations lands hold the key to much of Canada's wealth, critical minerals and energy resources that are pivotal to domestic prosperity and trade with the United States, she said in an interview with the Canadian Press Thursday. Because of that, she says First Nations should be at the heart of any decisions on economic development and trade Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and premiers may be making. After the meeting with Woodhouse Nepenak, Obed and Pruden, Trudeau met with leaders from each province and territory where they strategized how they would deal with Trump's threats. Woodhouse Nepenak said while she welcomed the earlier private meeting with the Prime Minister to discuss cross-border mobility for First Nations peoples and other areas of concerns, First Nations leaders should have also been around that table. It's unfortunate, she said. Some premiers in their messaging around the threats by Trump both before and after that meeting are out of step with First Nations and their rights, including Mattawa First Nations. In a statement Thursday, the advocacy body representing eight First Nations in Ontario questioned comments from Ontario Premier Doug Ford on critical mineral supplies and urged Ontarians to not rely on one-sided views being presented. The Ontario government floated the establishment of an MCAN Critical Mineral Security Alliance on Thursday that would build out critical mineral supply chains, those same critical minerals residing in Mattawa territory. Ontario public interest and reconciliation requires progressive leadership at the premier and ministerial levels. As such, the MCC urges caution to the Ontario public relying on one-sided views held by the Ontario government related to the rights and interests of the Mattawa region, the group wrote. The Mattawa Chiefs Council call on the Premier of Ontario to reconsider the colonial approach underway and meet with us collectively as a matter of priority. This report by the Canadian Press was first published January 16, 2025. Alessia Passafium, The Canadian Press.